All right, so today let's dive into something that might not sound super glamorous, if injection mold maintenance, but trust me, this stuff is way more interesting than it sounds. We're talking about the processes that keep all those everyday objects we rely on, from our smartphones and laptops to medical devices, looking sharp and functioning properly. You actually reached out because you were curious about how well-planned maintenance can actually boost production efficiency.
Yeah, you're right to be curious. It's a fascinating area where seemingly, minor tweaks can have a ripple effect impacting not just factory output, but also the quality and lifespan of the products we use daily.
So let's unpack this.
Sure.
Can you paint a picture for us? Why should the average person care about what's happening with these molds?
Well, imagine you just bought a brand new pair of headphones,
Okay.
but you notice a tiny imperfection on the casing.
Yeah.
It's small, but it bugs you. That's often a direct result of an issue with the mold used to create those headphones.
Right.
A well-maintained mold means fewer of those annoying defects, leading to a higher quality product that lasts longer.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
It's like taking good care of your kitchen knives.
Right.
They stay sharper longer and make prepping food a breeze.
Exactly.
But how does this translate to the bigger picture?
Think about it this way. A mold that's properly maintained can have its lifespan extended by as much as 10%, sometimes even more.
Wow.
Now, for a company that's churning out thousands, even millions of products,
Right.
that translates to huge savings, both in terms of raw materials and the cost of constantly replacing worn-out molds.
Yeah.
Plus, fewer molds being scrapped means less waste, which is a win for the environment.
So it's not just about keeping those factory lines humming. It's
Right.
about a ripple effect that impacts our wallets and the planet.
Absolutely.
I'm starting to see how those small behind-the-scenes actions can really add up.
Exactly. And it goes even further. When molds are well maintained, factories experience less downtime.
Okay.
Imagine a production line coming to a halt because a mold suddenly breaks down.
Well, yeah.
That translates to delays in getting products to consumers,
Yeah.
potential shortages,
Right.
and even price hikes.
Oh, wow.
Proactive maintenance helps avoid these scenarios.
So smoother production means more consistent access to the things we need and
Exactly.
hopefully at more stable prices.
Yeah.
I'm all for that. Now, I know there's a whole system for keeping these molds in tip-top shape. Can you break it down for us? What are the key phases of injection mold maintenance?
It's actually a lot like our own healthcare routines.
Okay.
You've got your daily habits, those annual checkups,
Yeah.
and maybe a few more specialized procedures sprinkled throughout your life.
Yeah.
Molds are pretty similar. The most common intervals are daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and annually,
Wow.
each serving a specific purpose.
So walk me through it. What does a typical day look like for someone tasked with keeping these molds running smoothly?
Think of them as meticulous craftspeople.
Okay.
Every day, they're carefully wiping down every surface of the mold, ensuring it's free of any debris or residue that could impact the final product.
Yeah.
They're also checking things like the cooling and lubrication systems,
Yeah.
making sure everything is functioning as it should be.
Speaking of daily tasks, imagine those technicians meticulously cleaning those mold surfaces.
Yeah.
Is it really like a spa day for industrial equipment?
Yeah, you could say that. While a daily cleaning might seem simple, it's crucial for preventing buildup that could lead to imperfections in the final product.
Yeah.
It's all about catching those tiny issues before they snowball into bigger problems.
Now that we've covered daily tasks,
Right.
let's zoom out to those weekly checkups. What
Okay.
happens during those?
Weekly maintenance involves a more thorough inspection,
Okay.
almost like a detective examining a crime scene for clues. Technicians go beyond surface-level cleaning and start inspecting critical components like ejector pins, guide pins, and cooling channels.
So they're looking for anything out of place or showing signs of wear.
Exactly.
Fascinating. Tell me, what's involved in those monthly tune-ups?
Monthly maintenance gets a bit more hands-on.
Okay.
This is when technicians might actually disassemble parts of the mold for a deep clean and a closer look.
Right.
It's a chance to address any underlying issues that might have been missed during those weekly inspections.
It sounds like each stage builds upon the previous one, becoming increasingly comprehensive as you go.
Exactly.
What about those big quarterly overhauls? What happens during those?
Quarterly maintenance is where the real specialists come in.
Okay.
This is when you might see a team of experts with specialized tools
Yeah.
taking a deep dive into the mold's structural integrity.
Right.
Think of it as a comprehensive health assessment, but for a piece of industrial equipment.
So it's not just about fixing what's broken, it's about anticipating potential problems.
Right.
And ensuring those molds are in peak condition.
Exactly.
It sounds incredibly thorough.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the annual checkup.
Uh-huh.
What does that entail?
That's when we shift gears from preventative maintenance to strategic upgrades.
Okay.
Think of it as that yearly physical where your doctor might suggest some lifestyle changes to keep you healthy in the long run.
Right.
For molds, this could involve implementing new technologies like hot runner systems, which improve efficiency and reduce waste.
Hold on. What exactly are hot runner systems? You've piqued my curiosity.
Imagine a network of heated channels that keep the plastic melted and flowing smoothly within the mold.
Okay.
It's a bit like having an intricate plumbing system designed to optimize the injection molding process.
Right.
Hot runner systems can significantly speed up production and lead to a more consistent, higher quality product.
So it's not just about maintaining the status quo. It's about constantly looking for ways to improve and evolve.
Exactly.
Now, I'm dying to hear about the tools of the trade.
Sure.
What kind of cool gadgets are these technicians using to keep those molds running like well-oiled machines?
Oh, there are some seriously cool tools out there. And we're not just talking about wrenches and screwdrivers.
Yeah.
Let's start with one of my favorites.
Okay.
The ultrasonic cleaner.
I've heard of those.
Yeah.
They use sound waves to clean things, right?
They do.
Sounds pretty high tech.
It is. Imagine a device that uses high-frequency sound waves to create microscopic bubbles that blast away dirt and grime from even the most intricate parts of the mold.
Uh-huh.
It's like a miniature power wash, but incredibly gentle on those delicate surfaces.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's like giving those mold parts a spa treatment. What else is in their arsenal?
For quick cleanups during production runs, there are specialized mold cleaning sprays.
Okay.
They're formulated to effectively remove residue without damaging the mold surface.
Right.
And then there are advanced lubrication systems
that
ensure all those moving parts are gliding smoothly.
Yeah.
Reducing wear and tear over time.
Okay, so ultrasonic cleaners for deep cleaning.
Right.
Mold cleaning sprays for touch-ups. Yeah. And lubrication systems for keeping things moving smoothly.
Huh?
I'm picturing those technicians with their high-tech gear ready to tackle any mold maintenance challenge that comes their way. What about visual inspection tools? Do they get to use any cool gadgets?
Absolutely. They've got a whole suite of tools that help them spot even the tiniest imperfections.
Yeah.
We're talking magnifying glasses,
bore
scopes for peering into those hard-to-reach areas, and even high-resolution cameras for documenting their findings.
It's like they're mold detectives,
searching
for clues that could indicate a potential problem.
Exactly.
This is way more fascinating than I ever imagined.
And we've only scratched the surface. This is just the foundational stuff.
Right.
We haven't even gotten into how technology is completely transforming mold maintenance practices.
Wow.
But we can save that for later.
Okay, you've officially piqued my interest. I can't wait to hear more about how technology is revolutionizing this field. But I think we've covered a lot of ground for now.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe a good spot for a little break, and then we can dive into that technological deep dive.
Sounds good.
All right, so we're back and ready to explore how technology is shaking up the world of injection mold maintenance.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier, this is where things get really futuristic.
Right.
I'm all ears.
It's an exciting time to be in this field. We're seeing advancements that were practically science fiction just a few years ago.
Yeah.
One of the biggest game changers is predictive analytics.
Okay, remind me again, what is predictive analytics exactly?
Think of it as having a crystal ball.
Okay.
But instead of vague predictions, it's all about data.
Okay.
By attaching sensors to the molds, technicians can gather information on everything, from temperature and pressure to the number of cycles the mold has gone through.
So they're basically giving those molds a constant health check, 24/7.
Exactly.
But how does that data actually predict when something might go wrong?
That's where things get really clever.
Okay.
All that data gets fed into sophisticated algorithms that analyze patterns and trends.
Right.
Let's say a particular sensor is showing a slight increase in temperature over time.
Yeah.
That might not be a big deal on its own.
Right.
But the algorithm can recognize that pattern as an early warning sign of a potential problem.
So it's like having an early warning system that alerts technicians to address a minor issue before it turns into a major headache.
Precisely.
Pretty impressive. What other technological marvels are transforming this field?
Automation is another big one.
Okay.
Think about all those repetitive tasks involved in mold maintenance. cleaning, lubrication, inspections,
Right.
a lot of those can now be handled by robots or automated
So
systems.
it's not about replacing human expertise. It's about letting those robots handle the grunt work so technicians can focus on the more complex and nuanced tasks.
Exactly. It frees up their time and mental energy to focus on those tasks that require human touch, like troubleshooting tricky problems or coming up with creative solutions.
Yeah.
Plus, robots are incredibly precise and consistent, which further reduces errors and improves efficiency.
It's a perfect partnership.
Yeah.
Human ingenuity combined with robotic precision. Now, I can't let you go without asking about artificial intelligence.
Sure.
Everyone's talking about AI these days. How is it being applied in the realm of mold maintenance?
AI is like the brains behind the operation.
Okay.
It takes all that data we're collecting from sensors and inspections, analyzes it, and helps us make smarter decisions.
Yeah.
For instance, AI can help determine the optimal maintenance schedule for each individual mold.
Right.
No more guesswork or relying on generic
So it's
timelines.
like having a personalized maintenance plan for each mold tailored to its specific usage and wear and tear. That's incredible. Are there any other mind-blowing applications of AI in this field?
One area that's really exciting is fault diagnosis.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine an AI system that can not only detect a problem, but actually pinpoint the root cause.
Wow.
Instead of spending hours or even days troubleshooting,
Right.
technicians can get instant insights from the AI, saving valuable time and resources.
It's like having a superpower detective on hand, ready to solve any mold mystery.
Precisely.
This technology is truly revolutionary. Now, I remember you teasing something about digital twins earlier. That
Yes,
sounds straight out of a sci-fi movie.
it does, doesn't it? But digital twin technology is rapidly becoming a reality in manufacturing.
Right.
Essentially, a digital twin is a virtual replica of a physical asset, in this case, an injection mold.
So it's like having a virtual copy of the mold that you can experiment with and analyze
Yeah,
without any real-world risks.
exactly. Technicians can use digital twins to run simulations, test different scenarios, and optimize maintenance strategies. Imagine being able to see how a particular cleaning method will impact the mold's performance before you even touch the physical object.
It's like a virtual playground for engineers.
Right.
They can test out all sorts of ideas and approaches without any real-world consequences.
Absolutely.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I'm starting to feel like we're living in the future. What other futuristic advancements are on the horizon?
One area that's particularly promising is advanced cleaning techniques like laser cleaning.
Lasers.
Yeah.
Now we're really talking sci-fi.
Right.
Tell me more.
Laser cleaning uses focused beams of light to remove contaminants from mold surfaces with incredible precision.
Okay.
It's a completely contact-free method,
All right.
so there's no risk of damaging those delicate surfaces.
Yeah.
Plus, it's highly efficient and can remove even the most stubborn residues.
Okay, my mind is officially blown.
Yeah.
We've gone from simple scrubbing to lasers.
Exactly.
It's incredible to see how technology is transforming even these seemingly mundane tasks.
Yeah.
But with all this talk about robots and lasers, it's easy to forget about the human element. What are some of the challenges that those real-life technicians are facing in this increasingly high-tech field?
That's a great point. Technology is a powerful tool, but it's not a silver bullet.
Right.
One of the biggest challenges technicians face is the sheer complexity of modern molds.
We've talked about all those intricate parts and systems.
Right.
I can only imagine how challenging it must be to keep track of everything.
It's like trying to understand the inner workings of a Swiss watch.
Oh, wow.
Some molds have hundreds, even thousands, of individual components, each with its own specific function and maintenance needs.
Yeah.
Technicians need to have a deep understanding of not only the mold itself, but also the entire injection molding
So
process.
it's not just about knowing how to use a wrench. It's about having a holistic understanding of how all those pieces fit together.
Exactly.
It sounds incredibly demanding.
It is. And then there's the pressure of time constraints. Factories operate on tight schedules, and any downtime can be costly.
Sure.
Technicians often have to work quickly and efficiently to complete those maintenance tasks without disrupting production.
I imagine it's a delicate balancing act, being thorough and meticulous while also working against the clock. Are there any other challenges that come to mind?
Perhaps the biggest challenge of all is the need for continuous learning.
Yeah.
The field is evolving so rapidly, with new technologies and techniques emerging all the time.
Right.
Technicians need to be constantly upskilling and adapting to stay ahead of the curve.
It's like they're lifelong students constantly expanding their knowledge and skill set.
It sounds challenging, but also incredibly rewarding to be at the forefront of such a dynamic field.
It is. And that dedication to learning is essential because the future of this field is all about embracing those new technologies and finding innovative ways to apply them. Okay, I think we've covered a lot of ground in this technological deep dive. It's clear that the future of injection mold maintenance is going to be shaped by data, automation, and those incredible advancements in cleaning and diagnostics.
And let's not forget about the human element. Those skilled technicians are going to be more important than ever as they navigate this increasingly complex landscape. Their expertise and problem-solving abilities will be crucial in harnessing the power of those technologies and ensuring those molds keep running smoothly.
It's a powerful reminder that technology is a tool, and it's ultimately up to us humans to wield it effectively. Now, I'm curious to hear about how all of this is playing out in the real world. Do you have any fascinating examples of how these advanced maintenance practices are being applied in actual manufacturing settings? I'd love to hear some real-world success stories. We've talked a lot about the theory and the tech behind injection mold maintenance, but I'm always fascinated by real-world examples. Do you have any stories about how these advanced practices are making a difference in actual factories?
Oh, absolutely. One that comes to mind involves a company that manufactures those high-tech fitness trackers everyone's wearing these days. They were having a problem with inconsistent quality in the plastic housings. Some trackers had rough edges or slight discoloration, which was driving customer complaints through the roof.
Yeah, I can see how that would be a problem. Those tiny imperfections can really bug you when you're paying a premium for a sleek gadget.
So they decided to completely overhaul their mold maintenance program. They invested in an ultrasonic cleaner for deep cleaning, implemented a stricter inspection schedule using those high-resolution cameras we discussed, and switched to an advanced lubrication system to reduce wear and tear on those moving parts.
So they went all in on preventative care, addressing those issues before they could impact the final product.
And the results were impressive. They saw a significant reduction in those cosmetic defects.
Which led to happier customers and fewer returns. But that's not all. They also noticed a marked increase in the lifespan of their molds.
So a win-win situation. Better quality products and a more efficient production process. Do you have any other examples of how these advancements are playing out in the real world?
Another great case study involves a company that produces those intricate components for medical devices. They were plagued by constant downtime due to mold failures. It was a logistical nightmare, delayed shipments, frustrated clients, and a real strain on their bottom line.
I bet. Those medical devices are so critical. Any delays can have serious consequences.
So they decided to take the plunge and implement a predictive analytics system. They outfitted their molds with a network of sensors that monitored every aspect of the mold's performance, from temperature and pressure to vibration levels. It's like giving those molds their own personal checkup 24/7. But how did that data actually help prevent those costly breakdowns?
That's where the AI magic comes in. All that data was fed into a sophisticated AI system that could analyze those subtle shifts and patterns that often precede a major failure. It's like having an early warning system that alerts technicians to a potential problem before it even becomes visible to the human eye.
It's almost like those molds are communicating their needs to the technicians through those sensors and the AI. Incredible. Did it work?
It was a game changer. They saw a remarkable 50% reduction in unplanned downtime, which translated into significant cost savings and, more importantly, a more reliable supply of those essential medical components.
Wow, a 50% reduction. That's a testament to the power of data and AI working hand in hand with human expertise. It's clear that these advanced maintenance practices are making a real difference in the world of manufacturing. But I'm also thinking about all those folks out there who might be interested in a career in this field. What kind of training or education is available for someone who wants to become a mold maintenance technician?
That's a great question. The good news is there are lots of pathways to enter this field. Many community colleges and technical schools offer specialized programs in mold maintenance. These programs often include hands-on training with the tools and technologies we've been discussing.
So you can actually get your hands dirty and learn those practical skills that are so crucial in this field. What about those more advanced topics like predictive analytics and AI? Are there any specialized programs for those?
Absolutely. There's a growing number of online courses, workshops, and even certification programs that delve into those cutting-edge technologies.
Right.
Many universities are even offering specialized degrees in manufacturing engineering with a focus on data analytics and AI applications.
It sounds like there's a learning path for everyone, whether you're just starting out or you're a seasoned professional looking to expand your skill set. That's fantastic.
And that commitment to lifelong learning is essential in this field.
Yeah.
Technology is constantly evolving, so it's crucial to stay curious, keep learning, and embrace those new advancements.
It's like a constant adventure, exploring new frontiers and pushing the boundaries of what's possible in manufacturing.
Exactly. And for those who are drawn to that kind of challenge and innovation, mold maintenance offers a rewarding and fulfilling career path.
Well, I think it's safe to say that injection mold maintenance is way more fascinating than most people realize.
I agree.
It's a field that's vital to modern manufacturing, constantly evolving and full of opportunities for those who are passionate about technology and problem solving.
It's one of those hidden gems of the manufacturing world. And as consumers, we often take for granted the intricate processes and meticulous work that goes into creating the products we use every day.
So true. The next time I pick up my phone or use a medical device, I'll definitely be thinking about those skilled technicians and the amazing technologies they use to keep our world running smoothly.
And who knows what the future holds? With the rapid pace of innovation, I'm sure we'll be revisiting this topic in the years to come as even more mind-blowing advancements emerge.
I can't wait. It's been an incredible deep
It
dive,
too, Sarah.
and I have a feeling we've only just scratched the surface of this fascinating field.
I agree. There's always more to explore and discover.
Well, on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us on this journey into the world of injection mold maintenance. Until next time.